This Tisha B'Av is very unique that it falls out on Shabbos, and therefore it puts us in a dilemma. Matzah Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av begins, we usually have the practice to recite Havdalah, but this year it's a little difficult. We can't drink. So what happens to this classic mitzvah at the ending of Shabbos of Havdalah? So the first one to raise this issue was even prior to the stage of the Rishonim, was the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Baal Halachas Gedolos is quoted by the Rosh in the end of Meseches Tainis, and the Bahag says, what do you do when it comes to Motzei Tisha B'Av, and when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, that Sunday is Tisha B'Av, or our situation this year, that Tisha B'Av is a Nidcha, so therefore the practices that we follow and we observe Tisha B'Av on Sunday, what happens to the mitzvah of Havdalah? So in order to resolve this issue, a person has to understand and delve into how long does a person have to make Havdalah. And the Baal Halachas Gedolos assumes that a person has the entire day on Sunday to recite Havdalah. And it's for that reason that the Baal Halachas Gedolos is concerned that even though a person really has a buffer to make Havdalah for the 24 hours post-Shabbos, Sunday, however, once Motzei Tisha B'Av comes, the time has expired. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos says, don't worry about it, you can make Havdalah on Sunday night. And the Rishonim that follow the Baal Halachas Gedolos, Baal Halachas Gedolos was the time of the Gaonim, preceded the Rishonim. The Chidushi Aran in Meseches Psachim doesn't understand how the Baal Halachas Gedolos opinion stands. If you're telling me that the only buffer, the expiration date for the mitzvah of Havdalah is 24 hours post Shabbos, I have one day that I can still make Havdalah if I forgot to make Havdalah, so then how is it that a person could make Havdalah on Motzei Tisha B'Av this year? And therefore the Chidushi Aran says something fascinating. And the Chidushi Aran says the Bahag must hold that when Chazal enacted the mitzvah of Havdalah and told us that you have a buffer in general from 24 hours of one day if you forget Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, they added on an addendum to that halacha, and they said, with one exception, with the exception of Tisha B'Av, that's Chal on Shabbos, Havdalah this year. There was classic Havdalah all the time when you have the regular mitzvahs Havdalah, which the time zone is, make it on Matzah Shabbos, and if you forgot, you will have 24 hours. And there is one exception to the rule, which is Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos this year, that you have an added takana, that you have more time, and you have a few days into the week, or this year, Matzah Tisha B'Av, that you are allotted more time to make Havdalah. So there was a double takana, according to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, just to resolve the situation and the dilemma that we face this year, that Chazal had to change the mitzvah of Havdalah. And where does the Baal Halachas Gedolos opinion in general that the buffer for Havdalah is only one day come from? It comes from a Gemara in Meseches Psachim and Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses this very topic. The Gemara asks, a person who doesn't have wine, the Gemara quotes a story, a person didn't have ikla amemar la'asrein velo havalon chamra, the psachim kuzayin and alf amemar went up to a place and he didn't have any wine for Avdallah. So the Gemara says, I see no le shichra velo avdil ubastovis lamacher tarachna v'aisina le chamra v'avdil v'toy midi. So the Gemara says he didn't want to make Havdalah on other drinks because wine was accessible, which the Gemara tells us and the Poskim say, the Rishonim say, if wine is available, you shouldn't make Havdalah on Chamer Medina. And therefore, since he got the Havdalah and the wine the next day, so he made Havdalah then, and then he ate. But then the Gemara follows through and the Gemara says, and you see from this story that Havdalah doesn't only exist on Matzah Shabbos, but if a person is unable to make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos or forgot to make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, then he has a buffer. So if I was the author of this Gemara, if I was writing this Gemara, as the Bahag understood from the story. So how long is that buffer? So I would say, well, the story was 24 hours, within 24 hours, lemachar. And that's exactly the way the Baal Halachos Gedolos paskind, that a person in general has a buffer of one day in order to make Havdalah, that he can make Havdalah and make up for the Havdalah that he missed on Motzei Shabbos. Yet if you read the words of the Gemara, as many of the Rishonim paskin la halacha, the Gemara says, Shema Mina, we conclude that not only do you have one day as a buffer, as a do-over, as a replay to make Havdalah, but you have a do-over time of a few days. You have the ability to make Havdalah up for the first 3 days of the week, up until Wednesday, and you can make Havdalah for all of those days. If that's the situation, if that's the case, and we draw a different conclusion, although the story makes sense within the Bahag's world, and the way the Bahag concluded seems to make sense from where what the story presents, but bottom line, when the Gemara quotes the Halacha, as many Rishonim deviated from the path of the Bahag, and didn't need to come on to this idea of the Chidush Aran, that there was a double prong takana for a classic Havdalah on every Shabbos that one misses, that they have 24 hours buffer, and this year where there's allotted more time. No, the Rishonim say each and every Shabbos, the Gemara says black on white, that we have a buffer of a few more days. So therefore, what is going to happen this year? Motzei Tisha B'Av, where we weren't able to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says something striking. Whereas I would conclude, oh, Baruch Hashem, we could relax, we can make Havdalah, we have more time to make Havdalah, we're not restricted as the Bahag's Psak, and specifically limited to the 24 hours, comes along the Ramban and says something striking. The Ramban says that this year, Motzei Tisha B'Av, there is no mitzvah Havdalah whatsoever. Why not? Comes along the Ramban and says, I'll tell you why. You see, there were many different situations in Yiddishkeit. There were times that we were on top of the hill. We were affluent. We were very fortunate. And we have the ability to afford wine to make Havdalah on it. But then the Gemara in Brachos tells us there are situations where we were stuck. Where the Jews were in a poor situation, were destitute, and therefore Chazal had to pattern Halacha after that situation. And that's why the Gemara tells us, Barishona, originally, the mitzvah of Havdalah was performed b'tfilah, as we recite Atochan Antanu in Shmona Esrei every Motzei Shabbos. It's only afterwards, when we were in a situation that we could afford more, and we could pay for wine for Havdalah, that Chazal enacted that you should not only be Mavdil B'Tfilah, you should not only recite Havdalah in the prayer, but you should also recite Havdalah Al Hakos on a cup of wine. And the Ramban says, there is one time that situation, no matter how much money you have, no matter how large your house is, no matter what car you're driving, everyone in Am Yisrael goes back to that original takana of aniyim, of being a destitute person. And that's Motzei Tisha B'Av. Motzei Tisha B'Av, the reason why we're not allowed to eat, says the Ramban, is not just a minig, is not just a practice, is not just a commemoration, says the Ramban. The Ramban says something so powerful about Tisha B'Av. The Ramban says that this year, Tisha B'Av, you do not have a mitzvah Havdalah al hakos. Chazal never enacted this mitzvah because you are an ani umuruda. You are a person that right now is lost, has no home, he's homeless. He's down. He can't afford anything. His moods are down. And says the Ramban, it's as if you are a destitute person. You are a person that has nothing. And therefore, Chazal did not enact Havdalah al-Hakos this Motzei Tisha B'Av. The Ramban says, and even once Tisha B'Av is over, and we end the day and we go back to our normal lifestyle, says the Ramban, but since Motzei Shabbos, you were in a state of not being chayiv in Avdallah, so therefore, says the Ramban, you don't have a chiyuv on Motzei Tisha B'Av, that new chiyuv doesn't kick in. And therefore, says the Ramban, there is no mitzvah Avdallah even on Sunday night. Even when it is, when a person does have the ability to drink a cup of wine and could recite the Havdalah. So whereas the Ramban deviates from the Bahag, and on a weekly basis, if they would talk, the Ramban and the Bahag would have a conversation and say, how long does a person have if he forgot to make Havdalah? The Ramban would say, you have half a week, you have a few days, no problem, relax, don't worry, there's still time to make Havdalah. The Ramban says, but there's one situation that I agree that a person will not make Havdalah. And I disagree with the psak of the Bahag in totality. The Bahag who went so far to say Tisha B'Av this year is different, that this is the only time that you're going to have more time to make Havdalah, and there's going to be a double-pronged takana, that this is the exception that Havdalah exists, and there's more time allotted for you to make Havdalah above and beyond every other week. The Ramban goes the opposite direction. The Ramban says, since this Motzei Shabbos, you had absolutely no chiyuv to make Havdalah al HaKos because you are considered an ani, you are experiencing Churban HaBayis, you don't have a home, you don't have a capital. Says the Ramban, even on Motzei Tisha B'Av, you are exempt from such a Havdalah. And the Rosh disagrees with the Ramban on that account as well. The Rosh says, I agree with the Ramban's psak that a person, unlike the Bahag, has a few days to recite Havdalah as a buffer if he forgot on Motzei Shabbos. However, the Rosh says, I would like to analyze the situation this Motzei Shabbos on Motzei Tisha B'Av differently than the way the Ramban assessed the situation. Whereas the Ramban says a person is an ani, a person is totally exempt from the mitzvah of Havdalah because of his situation that he's experiencing Churban HaBayis, the Rosh analyzes the individual totally differently. He says this person is stuck. His hands are tied. He doesn't have the ability to carry out the mitzvah of Havdalah al HaKos because on him Chazal asered an Isser Shtiyah. He cannot drink right now. However, the Rosh suggests, but inherently, this person is obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah. If you would ask this person during the day of Tisha B'Av or on Motzei Tisha B'Av when we're assessing the situation, are you obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah? The answer is yes. But unfortunately, I can't carry it out right now. Unfortunately, I don't have the capability to drink because I have the mitzvah of keeping the Hanhagos of Tisha B'Av. But that doesn't mean that the person is excluded from the mitzvah. It doesn't mean that the person is not obligated no longer in the mitzvah. And therefore argues the Rosh, because of that assessment, because of the way I analyze his situation on Motzei Tisha B'Av, it's for that reason that Sunday night, I think, he does have the ability to make up Havdalah, and he should make Havdalah al HaKos on Sunday night, similar to an individual who would have forgot Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore should make Havdalah on Sunday night, or Monday night for that matter, because I don't paskin like the Bahag, that it's limited to the first 24 hours. So the Rosh says that this situation of this Motzei Tisha B'Av is similar to any other week that a person, an individual, would have a few days if he forgot Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Yet the Rosh asks a question on himself. The Rosh says, but what happens in a situation where a person, Rahman al-Itzlan, this Shaila, comes up a few weeks ago, it happened earlier this year. People, unfortunately, lose relatives, and they die on Shabbos, when the person on Motzei Shabbos will what would be considered an onein, not an avel, but an onein who is exempt from mitzvahs, and that individual does not have a mitzvah havdalah on that Motzei Shabbos as they are preparing and taking and speaking to the Chevra Kadisha and taking care of all the arrangements for the levaya as kavod ames, respect to the deceased. And the Rosh says, what is the situation, the halachic psak, for an individual who flybacks from Eretz Yisrael on Tuesday morning or on Monday morning and they didn't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos? This situation happened 2.5 weeks ago. The halacha is, says the Rosh, I paskin, that such an individual does not make Havdalah. So the Rosh asks on himself, I don't understand. How is it that in one situation I'm saying on Matzei Tisha B'Av, even though you don't have the ability to carry out the mitzvahs Havdalah, that you are going to make Havdalah post in that week? And over here, when it comes to an Onin, I happen to paskin that this person is not going to make Havdalah in this situation. And the Rosh says, I'll explain it to you very simply. An Onin is a person who is absolutely exempt from mitzvahs. He doesn't have to make up any tefillos that he missed in that time zone because he's not obligated. He's no different than a katan, than a child that doesn't reach the age of bar mitzvah and never became obligated in those mitzvahs. So therefore, argues the Rosh, that when it comes to this person flying back and now re-obligating himself in mitzvahs because now he's an avel, he's no longer an onin after the burial, so now I look back, does he have to make up Havdalah? So the Rosh says very simply, no, he doesn't have to make up Havdalah, because he was never obligated in the mitzvah Havdalah. Once Matzei Shabbos came about, he didn't have a chiyuv, a mitzvah, just like he doesn't have a mitzvah that Sunday morning to put on tefillin, he didn't have a mitzvah on Matzei Shabbos, and therefore, why should he have to make it up when he comes back if he wasn't initially obligated at the time of Matzei Shabbos? However, says the Rosh, when it comes to this year Tisha B'Av, comes Matzei Shabbos, a person is obligated in the mitzvahs Havdalah, yet his hands are tied. He doesn't have the ability to carry out that obligation, and therefore, because he is obligated and he's not similar to a katan, to a child, who doesn't have the mitzvah in the first place, no, I disagree with the Ramban. He is obligated. And we didn't alter the chiyuv of Havdalah this year like the Ramban suggests. It's for that reason that a person would make up the Havdalah on Sunday night, and he will do the classic Havdalah, obviously without Eish and without Pesamim, and he will make it Al Hakos. So he distinguishes between an Onin, and who's similar to a Katan, to a person who's never chayev, and an individual who is chayev, just can't carry out that chayev. What's the difference if Tisha B'Av is existing and therefore I can't drink? Or I just forgot to buy grape juice and Costco's closed. There's no difference. Right now I can't carry out that chayev. But even if Costco's closed, I'm still obligated in the mitzvah. And therefore I have that buffer. I have those do-over days to make sure to carry out that mitzvah that I was triggered into, that I was obligated to in the first place. Hey, Rabosai. These three approaches are very interesting and they're fascinating and they're an unbelievable assessment of what an analysis of what our situation is on Matzei Tisha B'Av. But halacha l'maisa, none of this is relevant to our psak l'halacha. Because we have a fourth approach. Our fourth approach not only affects our situation on Matzei Tisha B'Av, but our fourth approach, which we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, will even affect the situation of Rachmana Litzlan, a person who becomes an Onin and arrives back prior to the expiration date of Havdalah. Whereas the Rosh understood that we have to analyze the situation on Matzah Shabbos, was this person initially obligated in Mitzvah Havdalah or was he not obligated in Mitzvah Havdalah? We, paskin like the Maharam Mirutenberg, who is the Bar Plugta, the Cholik, on the Shitas HaRosh. The Maharam Mirutenberg takes a different approach and says, no matter what the situation is, an Onin that arrives back before the expiration date of Havdalah, whether it's Monday afternoon, no matter what, he makes Havdalah. Aye, the Rosh is right. But he wasn't obligated. He wasn't a bar chiyuva at the time of Matzah Shabbos. So why are you now slapping on a chiyuv to him if he wasn't initially obligated? Argues the Maharam Mirutenberg, as expressed in the Taz and other later poskim, who says that the nature of Havdalah, making Havdalah all week long, is a tashlumin? Who says that the nature of this mitzvah is to be phrased in the way that I've been expressing throughout the shir, a do-over? Who says that it's a makeover day? Maybe not. Maybe when the Gemara in Pesachim says, Shma Mino, a person that, Mishalo, Hivdil, Mavdil, Kola Shabbos, Kulo, a person who didn't make Avdolah has the ability to make Avdolah for the next few days, maybe the reason and the rationale for that is because Chazal enacted a mitzvah Avdolah from Matzah Shabbos until Tuesday, and that is the extension of the Chiyuv. It's not like we addressed before, that really the mitzvah Havdalah triggers and exists on Motzei Shabbos. And then Chazal made a redo. Chazal made a do-over. Chazal made a Zman Tashlum and a makeup day. That if you miss it on the first initial trigger day, then you can make it up on those days following. No. Marami Rutenberg says, I have an ongoing Chiyuv Havdalah for the first few days of the week. So I could be not obligated the first half, but yes, obligated the second half. So comes along the Maharam in Rumberg and says, when this person transforms from an onen to be an ovel, and now he becomes obligated in a mitzvah, guess what? Just like today, on Monday afternoon, he has a chiyuv and a mitzvah of tefillin, so too, I mean, actually tefillin is not as simple, all Yom Rishon, whatever, but just like he has a chiyuv to daven right now, so too when it comes to mitzvahs Avdolah, I don't care what happened on Matzah Shabbos. I agree with the Rush. He was absolutely exempt and similar to a minor and a katan on Matzah Shabbos. But right now, the mitzvah Havdalah is standing. Not because it's a makeup day, but because it's an independent chiyuv that exists for many days, the first few days after Shabbos. The mitzvah of Havdalah is not on Matzah Shabbos and a do-over, but rather the mitzvah of Havdalah is ongoing for the first few days of the week. If that's the way we paskin, so then we don't get into this dilemma whatsoever. We don't have to analyze ourselves that we were chayiv on Matzah Shabbos. We don't have to approach the situation as the Ramban and the Rush both agree. Rabbos say, let's remember, according to the Ramban and the Rush, they were discussing what was the nature of my obligation on Matzah Shabbos. Apparently, both the Ramban and the Rush hold that the Chiyuv of Avdolah is really just Saturday night. And that will assess whether or not a person has a do-over day in the next few days of the week. And whereas the Bahag understood that a person only has one day, we don't accept any of these approaches. We understand that no matter what my situation was, whether or not I was exempt, whether or not I was obligated, I am obligated for the first few days of the week, and Saturday night is no different than the first few days. So once I return from my aninos, or once I return from Matzei Tisha B'Av, and I have the ability, and I have a cup of wine, so then we pass in like the Maharami Rumberg, and we don't find ourselves in a dilemma whatsoever. This Sunday night, this Matzei Tisha B'Av, in order to make Havdalah. However, I do think the Rush's analysis does have a ramification lahalacha. As we discussed before, in Shir's past, this year has a little bit of a halachic implication for those the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Bir Halacha, quotes from Kiva Eger, since it is a Tainis Nidcha, a chola has a little bit more of a lenient approach if he is not feeling well, and obviously a person should get a psak from a rav, and that affects those that are, women that are pregnant, that they have the ability to break their fast if they are feeling ill. However, the problem is, you might not have to finish your tainus, you might not have to finish the fast day, but let's remember, it's Sunday. You didn't make Havdalah. And there is an issur, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, for us to eat prior to Havdalah. So how is it that this woman is now going to eat without making Havdalah? So the truth is that, and this is important halacha to know, although the Shulchan Aruch does quote two opinions in Hilchos Havdalah, whether or not Nashim are obligated in the mitzvahs Havdalah, bottom line, if a woman is in a situation where they are not able to hear Havdalah from a man, halacha l'maisa, many, many of the poskim paskin that a woman should make Havdalah herself. Halacha l'maisa. Even the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if she doesn't have the ability to hear Abdullah from a man, may ikr alacha, may ikr the dina, we paskin that a woman is chayav in Abdullah, so she should make Abdullah. However, as the practice is in most houses, every Matzah Shabbos, if you can be concerned with the other opinion la'alacha, that women are not obligated in Havdalah, it's for that reason that we usually have the man make Havdalah and his motzi, his wife, when the man's being yotzi right now. So what happens this situation? Although the man thinks that he has the amount of suffering of a pregnant woman, and he wants the exemption just as much as his wife because he's struggling just as much, bottom line, Allah Almighty, he's not going to get that exemption. So the man is not going to eat on this Tisha B'Av. The man is not going to make Mitzvahs Abdullah on this Tisha B'Av. So what is the woman going to do? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, don't worry. The man has the ability to make Abdullah and be motzi his wife on Sunday morning. The man doesn't have the ability to drink. Yes, but I think the analysis of the Rosh is what is going to explain this Psak Halacha. The way we assess the man's situation on Sunday morning, although it's true, if there wasn't any other situation, he would make Abdullah on Sunday night. But bottom line, halacha lemaisa, is he chayiv in Abdullah at that time? Is he similar to an onein? I think the Rush's analysis is correct. This person is obligated in the mitzvahs Abdullah. Just his hands are tied that he can't sip the wine. So we don't have a problem with that. Because, depending on what you're going to make Havdalah on, whether it's wine or whether it's other drinks, this woman, who's permitted to break her fast, will be the drinker. Like we have sometimes, a person recites the Kiddush, and someone else drinks from that kos, which is totally permitted, lahalacha. So says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, that should be the situation over here. I'm Chayiv in Havdalah, I'm Yotzev in Mitzvah of Havdalah, my hands are just tied, like the Rush presented. I can now make Havdalah for my wife, and she now has the ability to drink. Obviously, if that situation is not, you're not able to fulfill that situation, and a woman has to make Havdalah, so there's no problem. It's just like every other year that a woman would make Havdalah if a man's not around. But I think the assessment and the analysis of the Rush actually plays out halacha lemaisa, even though we don't accept the Rush's opinion. Because even in Hilchas Aninus, we don't accept the Rush's opinion. And we don't have a dilemma whatsoever. We don't accept the Baha'i, we don't accept the Ramban, we don't accept the Rush's psak lalacha. But the Rush's lundus, the way the Rush presented the situation, that this individual on Matzeh Shabbos is not exempt from the mitzvah. He's chayiv in the mitzvah, yet he just has his hands tied that he doesn't have the ability to drink the wine, and that's why the Rush is obligating him on Matzeh Tisha B'Av. For that reason, a man is really obligated, and a husband is really obligated in mitzvah Havdalah, and it's for that reason that he would have the capability to actually be motzi his wife in Havdalah this year when she would break her fast.